Good morning, and thank you for joining me for Sunday Sunrise, a public affairs show produced locally by Entercom Phoenix. I'm Annie Salas, your host. My first guest this morning is Lisa Glow. She is the CEO of Central Arizona Shelter Services, better known as CAS. She is joining me now to tell us more about the organization. Thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you. CAS is Arizona's longest serving and largest homeless emergency shelter in Arizona. And we have two shelters. We have an adult shelter in downtown Phoenix, located on the Human Services campus. And we have a family shelter in Sunny Slope. And we're at the front lines. People come straight to the streets, from the streets, rather, to our emergency shelters. Last year, we served over 4,700 people.
So tell me what the difference is between the two shelters. One is for families, one is for people without children?
That's correct. So in the homeless population, the largest group of people who are homeless are adults, single adults. So we have an adult emergency shelter that has 470 beds in downtown Phoenix, and it's always at capacity. In fact, last month we turned away over 550 people in need of a shelter bed. So we obviously need to have more emergency shelter beds, and there are actions underway to make that happen. Our family shelter is smaller. It's in the Sunny Slope area, and we have between 120 and 150 people there nightly, and they're in family units. It's a 30-unit apartment complex with a child care center, I might add, that's pretty awesome. It's a five-star center.
And that one, I'm sure, is also usually at capacity.
It's always at capacity. Yeah. In fact, all the shelters in our valley are always at capacity. And Maricopa County, in fact, the problem is getting worse. The point-in-time count recently came out and showed that of all the counties in the state, Maricopa County continues to have an increase in the number of unsheltered people. What that means is people who are living on the streets and can't get into a shelter. So it's a real crisis in Maricopa County, where 70% of the homeless population currently are residing.
Is it worse in the summer or the winter, or is it about the same throughout the year?
Well, interestingly, it's about the same throughout the year. Something else recently that happened on the Human Services campus is a weather relief shelter opened for 4 months, and CAS is operating that. We're staffing that. And that's critical because every summer people die in the heat. There was an elderly gentleman a couple of weeks ago. His utilities were turned off. He was sleeping in his car, and he passed away in his car. Mm-hmm. That was just about a week before our shelter opened, so it was pretty heartbreaking. But the weather relief shelter can shelter up to 275 people nightly. It's in downtown Phoenix. It's open through the end of September, and it literally saves lives for folks.
So what is it that you offer there? I'm sure that being in the Human Services campus in downtown Phoenix, you probably offer a lot more than you do at the Sunny Slope campus?
Yes. The Human Services campus, on which our adult shelter is located, is a nonprofit partnership. It's a separate nonprofit, the Human Services campus, and there are healthcare partners and dental care partners and job partners, and St. Vincent de Paul is feeding the homeless, and Andre House, and mental health support. CAS is the 24/7, 365 days a year provider on the campus. Our shelter is always open. And CAS has been around 35 years. Before the campus opened, CAS was in downtown Phoenix on its own. Mm-hmm. So this beautiful partnership really helps people in a one-stop kind of shop get everything they need.
So what about the Sunny Slope campus? Is it a little harder for people there to get other services?
Well, our Sunny Slope shelter, we don't really call it a campus because it's a shelter. It has a phenomenal child care program, as I mentioned. We have a food pantry. We have a lot of volunteers who come and bring things for the families. It's a totally different kind of model. We provide case management, one-on-one support directly to all the families to help them get back into housing. We provide that same support at our adult shelter as well. And families with children have bigger challenges finding housing because of our affordable housing crisis. So we work with them very closely to get back into housing, to find jobs, to if they need disability benefits. We really serve as that emergency bridge between homelessness and getting back into permanent housing. So it's a different model. There are other services in Sunny Slope. There's a St. Vincent de Paul kitchen. There's a hospital nearby. We have health providers come by and do things for the families as well. So it's a very different model than our location downtown.
What's the average stay for someone at either of your facilities there?
The average length of stay at the adult shelter is different than at the family shelter. So both shelters are meant to be temporary. So they're meant to be a bridge to ending one's homelessness. And homelessness is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. So we have to move people out as quickly as we can because we don't have enough beds. The average length of stay in our downtown shelter is about 39 days. However, the vast majority of the adults in the adult shelter are there 2 weeks or less. Sometimes we might have a veteran who just needs to stay a few days until we can get them into housing, a youth out of the foster care system. The people who tend to stay longest, and this is really sad, are the senior citizens who are becoming homeless for the first time, and I'll expand on that as well. The family shelter average length of stay is about 60 to 90 days. So we don't have a minimum. We don't have a cap. However, we set goals with all of our guests, our clients. We call them guests. We call them clients. We're really there to serve. And the goal is to get them moving on, ideally within 30 to 90 days. And it's not that easy when there's not enough housing in the valley.
So how do you do that? What programs do you offer them? Because I'm sure it's very different for someone who's homeless for the first time and they're a senior citizen, retired, and they're not sure what they're going to do next, or, you know, a family who's got a couple of kids and maybe they've been homeless for a long time.
Right. So for families, we have our child care program, which is a 5-star state program. It's phenomenal. And the children can be in the child care program while the parents are looking for work and looking for housing. And again, we're supporting them with case management to help them find that housing, to encourage them on their journey to end their homelessness. Some of them have been living in their cars with their children, actually a pretty high number of them. And I might mention that there are far more single women with families at our family shelter. So the programs we have are really meant to get them back on their feet. It's a hand up. And then at our adult shelter, it's similar. We have the case management, but then there are all the other wraparound services on the Human Services campus where we are located. There's St. Joseph the Worker, helping them get jobs, and they're very successful at that. They're Circle the City for healthcare to address those barriers. So if a person has been homeless for a long time, they come in from the streets. We help them stabilize, get connected to whatever services they may need. We also have, and this is very important, we have housing programs. So we have some temporary rental assistance programs. Not enough, but we do our absolute best to get people the temporary assistance they need so they can get out of shelter quickly.
Earlier, you mentioned the elderly gentleman who had the utilities shut off and passed away in his car, I'm assuming from the heat?
It was absolutely heat related. Yes.
So recently, and this has been all over the news, a ban was put in place so that utility companies are not allowed to shut off power during the summer months. Do you feel that this is helping your cause?
I think it will help. It will help. I think there was a woman recently who died in her home because her utilities were shut off, and I believe she owed about $70. And there are utility assistance programs and things to help people. The problem is it's complicated to find it. We've got to simplify it for folks. And I also think it is responsible for the utility companies to work with people. So sounds like that's the direction we're moving. Because no one should die because of the heat. We should have enough places for them. We should have a more humane way of dealing with this extreme heat for folks who are living in poverty or who may be living on the streets.
Earlier, you said, too, that the homelessness population in Maricopa County is increasing rapidly, and I imagine it's probably only going to get worse. Is there anything that you guys are currently working on for the future?
We absolutely are. This legislative session, CAS, along with other nonprofit advocates, lobbied for new money from the state legislature. And for the first time since 2012, our state legislature put money into what's called the Housing Trust Fund, which will help build more affordable housing and also, we're hoping, help us build a shelter for senior citizens who have just become homeless. So it's a $15 million one-time appropriation. It's really significant. What we do with that, and all of us are weighing in on that with our Department of Housing, will make a huge difference. It's a first step. We're going to need ongoing funding to address this crisis. Let me mention places like L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, Portland, where the problem's getting worse, mm-hmm. and the investments came a bit too late. We need to invest in the affordable housing, and it's not just for people who are homeless. It's to prevent homelessness, and that's particularly problematic for seniors. We need to invest in the infrastructure of the homeless services system. We need more emergency shelter beds yesterday, so that we aren't turning 550 people away every month who want a bed, and those are the adults. We need more in the family system as well. So we are taking actions to get more resources. The very specific thing that CAS is working on is to build a senior emergency shelter. We don't yet have the capital for that. That's what we lobbied for at the state legislature, and we'll continue to lobby for funding and speak to our foundation partners as well on that. And the reason that's so important to have a senior-only shelter is, one, in every three people staying at our adult shelter are senior citizens. Many of them in their 60s, 70s. We even had two 89-year-old ladies stay with us last year. So with one in three, that number has risen. It's a national crisis. We're calling it the silver tsunami. Their needs are far different than folks who are younger. They have medical needs. Many of them have dementia, mental health issues, and they're staying in a shelter with almost 500 people where they can't get the attention they need and they deserve. They also have severe economic challenges. Almost 70% of them have never been homeless in their lives, and they're becoming homeless because their money's run out. Their Social Security is $700 to $800 a month, and rents go up.
Right.
Second highest eviction rate in the nation here in Maricopa County, and on and on. So we are working to open separate, smaller shelters that really can help those senior citizens, at least until we can get more housing, permanent housing for them. We can't just leave people on the streets and we don't have the housing. And we really are that emergency bridge. We're the front line at CAS. That's the emergency shelter system, which is why it's different than the housing altogether. So we are serving as that front line.
Lisa Glow is the CEO of CAS, and we're talking about the different ways they're doing their best to meet the needs of the homeless population here in the Valley, which is a very difficult task and takes a lot of funding, too. So obviously, monetary donations to the organization go a long way.
Yes, monetary donations go a very long way. And we're also an Arizona Charitable Tax Credit agency. So individuals can donate up to $400 and married couples $800 and get it all back against their Arizona taxes. So that's a kind of a no-brainer under the charitable tax credit. You can go to casaz.org. We also accept all sizes of donations. No donation is too small or too big. Mm-hmm. We are looking for volunteers always to help us. We are running a water drive. If people donate now, it will go to help with our weather relief efforts, with the work we're doing with the weather relief shelter. And just to keep our shelters open, we just need ongoing donations. So again, everything is greatly appreciated. We do a tour as well twice a month for people who want to get more engaged and really see firsthand what's going on with homelessness in our community. The second and fourth Thursday of the month at 3:30, we do a tour, and you can sign up on our website for that, casaz.org. And it's a one-hour tour. I promise it will probably be the most eye-opening hour of your day. Just really beginning to understand what homelessness is really about in our community, how many people are becoming homeless through no fault of their own, the new face of homelessness, and then what you can do to help. Again, we don't want to become L.A. or San Francisco, where the problem is so far down the line. But we're moving in that direction, but we can do something about it now.
Do people have to sign up for this tour online or call?
Either way, they can go to our website. They can also call if they want to. And I am happy to give out my direct number to folks. It is 602-256-6963 is my direct line at the office, and I'm the CEO, and love to give tours to folks. always looking for new people to get involved. I truly believe the any way to solve any social crisis, humanitarian crisis, starts with raising awareness. That's why we're happy to be here today with you. And it really takes lots of voices. The fact that there were a lot of voices this year at our state legislature resulted in new money to help us start building more affordable housing. It's a beginning. So weigh in. Go on our social media and like us on social media, too. Follow us. Tell your friends. All of that makes a difference.
And what's the website address?
CASSAZ.org.
That's C-A-S-S.
C-A-S-S-A-Z.org.
You mentioned the new face of homelessness. Can you tell me a little bit about how that's changed in the last 10 years or 20 years? I mean, I don't know how long you've been with the organization, but I figure you guys probably take a look at that.
Yes, I joined CASS 2 years ago, and the first thing I noticed was how many senior citizens were coming to our shelter. And I mean people with gray hair in walkers, in wheelchairs, and who had lost limbs, who had dementia. I was shocked. And then as we dove into the data, we saw that it had risen in the past few years by about 10%. So we're now at 31% of all of the individuals in our shelter that are senior citizens. I'm defining that as 55 and above, but a large percentage in their 60s, 70s, and even their 80s. It's a national trend. That's the new face. Nearly 70% have never been homeless, and there's economic reasons that they're becoming homeless. The other new face are people who are living paycheck to paycheck. In fact, 4 out of 5 Americans live paycheck to paycheck. They're one job loss away, one medical crisis away from homelessness. And it's tied to the economy because we are seeing rents rise dramatically in Maricopa County in particular, 8% rise last year. Lots of beautiful luxury apartments being built and a serious lack of affordable housing. So if someone loses their job, they don't have a safety net. Or if their landlord raises their rent, they're out. We're seeing a lot of folks because of those economic factors. And Maricopa County has the second highest eviction rate in the nation. Mm-hmm. There's some actions being taken by some of our state agencies, but a lot of people are really being taken advantage of as they get evicted quickly.
Lisa Glow is the CEO of CASS. So tell me, what can the community do now besides volunteering, besides making a donation? What's one of your other biggest needs of the community?
Well, I would say advocacy, because the issue of homelessness, I believe, for many years has really been under the radar. And now it's on the radar because the numbers are so enormous.
Because we can't ignore it.
We cannot ignore it. And it doesn't just impact the individual who's experiencing homelessness. It impacts all of our communities. It impacts neighborhoods. It impacts businesses. So we can't ignore it. So I would ask people to really think and look inside of themselves, what can they do to help? What would make the most difference? What lights them up? How do they want to be involved? Whether it's with family homelessness, adult homelessness, veterans. We last year served 550 homeless veterans. Whether it's being an advocate for seniors, AARP has really stepped up as a voice on senior homelessness. They're a partner of ours. So there may be partner agencies out there who want to join us as a partner and a voice for doing something about the silver tsunami of homelessness or veterans homelessness or youth homelessness. I was speaking to a woman who was homeless for about 10 months. I was speaking to her recently. She came out of the foster system. She was in the foster system since the age of 2. She had a wonderful foster mother who passed away when the young woman turned 16. And it's been a struggle since then. And she's a bright woman. And she reached out to me because she's looking for a mentor. She's just remarkable. Mm-hmm. And so all these cards stacked against her. How do we get her connected? How do we really support someone who is working hard, who had a lot of the cards stacked against her? So there's so many ways to get involved.
Is there anything that we haven't touched on yet that you want to mention about what you guys are doing there, other support that you need from the community, anything else?
Yes, we are about to undertake major renovations of our shelters, which are very, very worn. And we want them to be a place of hope and healing for people. They're not going to look like hotels, but they need to be nicer than they currently are because there haven't been upgrades. We're asking for support from people who may want to get involved, if they're contractors, project managers, they want to donate to help us with that project. That would be great.
You know, we didn't really go too far into this, which, you know, I do want to give you an opportunity to do this as well. Besides this particular project, what other volunteer opportunities do you have?
Yeah, a lot of our volunteers will come in as a group, and they may organize the clothing closet at our adult shelter. They may do some legwork at the family shelter. They may host a day or a party for the families and the children at the family shelter. We also have volunteer opportunities for people who like to do event planning. We have a fundraiser October 19th, Dinner for Dignity, where we're going to be honoring one of the folks who founded CAS 35 years ago, former mayor of Phoenix, Terry Goddard. So we need people who are interested in event planning or serving on committees. And sometimes we just need folks in to help us with administrative things in the office, stuffing envelopes, that kind of thing. Nonprofits are most often underfunded. We don't have a lot of extra folks sitting around. So really anything you want to do, we can find a place for you.
And you can find out more on the website, of course, casaz.org. So I do want to end it on a high note. Do you have a story that you could share with us of, you know, someone that's come to the shelter that you've seen make a change in their life?
We have so many amazing stories. I go to a mechanic named Alexander, Alexander's Auto Repair, and I was driving away one day after an oil change, and he knocked on my window. He ran out, and he said, "Are you now the CEO of CAS?" I said, "Yes, I am." He put his hand out, and he shook my hand. And this gentleman's in his late 50s, and he said, "Thank you." I said, "What for?" "Well, you guys saved my life 20 years ago." Of course, I wasn't there, so I'm like, I just got goosebumps and said, "Well, tell me more." So he had been homeless, street homeless. He came in and he said a really nice lady helped him find a job, gave him a place to sleep, gave him bus passes, helped him get back on his feet. And that was the beginning of his journey. And today he's a very successful businessman. He's super amazing as a mechanic and employs other people. And has a real heart for giving back. So there's so many stories like that. There's Cleo, who stayed with us 10 years ago, and he goes out and does public speaking for us, and he still has his CAS ID. I hear stories all the time, and I would encourage people, come and take a tour. It will really touch your heart to meet the people, and it really isn't what a lot of folks think. The last thing I want to say is our mission is to end homelessness, but it's also to really change lives. And when you invest in us and we invest in people, there's an incalculable return on humanity. So it's not an ROI, it's an ROH, and that's our new phrase. We're sticking with it, the return on humanity.
I love that. And you never know when everything's going to come full circle again. When you were talking about Alex's story, I just thought it's amazing that you just ended up in his shop and he had that story to share with you.
Yes, who knew?
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I want to remind people the website again is casaz.org if you want to find out more about supporting the organization. Also, if you're in need of services, Lisa Glow is the CEO of CAS. Again, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much.